Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's date, August 14th, episode 78. In today's podcast, we do a WNBA reset. With games starting tomorrow night, the 15th, three games in the WNBA, we will preview the three games with the Phoenix Mercury heading to Chicago to take on Angel Reese in the Chicago Sky, the Washington Mystics heading on the road to take on the Minnesota Lynx, and then finally the New York Liberty going on the road to take on the LA Sparks. Next, we'll look at the WNBA championship odds with the Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty tied at plus 155 to win the WNBA title. I will give you my pick of that and probably give you a sleeper pick to win it as well. And then lastly, we'll look at the WNBA standings and then the win totals. We'll take a look at a couple of teams that I think could go over or under their win total down the stretch of the season. Last, we'll look at the two most polarizing players in the WNBA, and they happen to be rookies. FanDuel has done a great job of giving us a couple of props that we can bet on for the season. We'll take a look at two that I like for Caitlin Clark and one that I like for Angel Reese. Let's get started with the first game that should tip off at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday, and that's going to be Brittany Griner and Kalia Copper and Diana Taurasi of the Phoenix Mercury heading to Chi-Town to take on Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky. Lines are out. Phoenix Mercury are a minus 3.5-point favorite with an over-under of 164.5. So when you look at this matchup here between these two teams, you got to think about the fact that it's obviously the play in the middle, the play of both Brittany Griner and of you want to say Angel Reese, but you got to add in Camila Cardoza, who's the only person that could probably stand up and be eye to eye with Brittany Griner. So if you were to look at the trends here going in to the Olympic break here, the Phoenix Mercury had gone 2-3 against the spread their last five, or you can look at it, four out of their last 10. Games they covered. You look at the Chicago Sky, they also come in 4-5-1 against the spread. They do have a push. They have not played at all this season, so you can try it. You will throw out, obviously, all of those trends in regards to that. So when you look at this game and you look at how they've been playing as of late, right, I kind of gave you the trends here. Chicago, if you remember, folks, they ended the first half as great as they could. They beat the Vegas Aces 93-85, a game that they were 14.5-point favorites. And obviously, the two games before that, they lost to the New York Liberty in a home-and-home split. Folks, that's a tough one to look at with the New York Liberty, folks, because if you know anything, the Chicago Sky beat the Liberty early in the year, and they also beat them by 50 in preseason. Liberty were pissed. They were getting revenge. So when you look at this game, I am going to take the 3.5 points, and I'm going to take the Chicago Sky. Listen, there are things to be concerned about with Chicago. That is obviously the trade of Marina Mabry, the wily veteran that was sent to the Connecticut Sun. But I'm looking at this team, and I think they are going to be ready, folks. And I just talked to Kate Constable, who does a great job. We just got off doing GTD together. And it brings up a good point. She was in Paris. There's jet lag, folks. Remember, they played on Sunday. The closing ceremonies were Sunday night. They flew home Monday. And they're going to fly halfway across the world. Their bodies aren't right. And the number of players from the Phoenix Mercury that played in the WNBA, Brittany Griner, Kalia Copper, Diana Taurasi, and the fact that Angel Reese had been able to get herself a little bit of rest here, because remember, folks, these players like an Angel Reese, like a Camila Cardoza, like a Caitlin Clark, folks, they start their 20 hours, which is basically their six-week ramp-up to the start of the college season, the fourth Tuesday in September. They went all the way through the season. They got drafted 2 days after the national championship game, and they went right to WNBA training camp. It's the first time that they've had off, and I think that pays dividends. I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to take the Phoenix Mercury. I'm sorry, not the Phoenix Mercury. I'm sorry, the Chicago Sky, plus the 3.5 points. I think they get it with a little sprinkle on the money line that they get it done. Next, game of the night. Washington Mystics, Minnesota Lynx. A Minnesota Lynx team, folks, that really got off to a great start. You got to remember, folks, they won the Commissioner's Cup by beating the New York Liberty. They have 2 wins over the Liberty this year. And you look at a team like the Washington Mystics that are 6-19. Folks, they were 0-12 to start the year. So when you start looking at this game, you have to start looking at, throw out the Mystics for the first 12 games, and look what Coach Mike Thibault has done in the last 13. They have been playing really good basketball. I know they did not cover their last game, a 96-87 loss to the Phoenix Mercury. But folks, they are 7-2-1 against the spread in their last 10. And that includes a push versus Las Vegas. That includes a win on the road at Indiana. That includes covering a spread with Minnesota, one of the top teams in the WNBA. That includes covering a second game versus Las Vegas and covering versus Connecticut. What does that mean? They've covered spreads, and they've covered spreads versus some of the best teams in the WNBA. Meanwhile, the Minnesota Lynx come into this game not covering the spread in their last 3 games, and they are 3-7, or if you want to look at this, 1-6 against the spread in their last 7 games. And some of their covers have not been good, or loss, not covering has not been good. Not covering against Atlanta and a loss. Losing, remember, folks, they lost by 7 to the Mystics. They didn't cover at home versus Connecticut. So this is a team that is going a little bit backwards. And Kate brought up some great points, and she's so good. I encourage people to listen to Kate Constable when she goes on air. Folks, I just talked a little while ago. Kate will come on this podcast. We'll either do it next week or the week after, because Kate does such a fantastic job of covering the WNBA. Remember, folks, Nevisa Collier, Cheryl Reeves' job the last month was to be with the Olympics. Well, let's look at the fact that the Washington Mystics have had time to work and gel and get better, and they've been better as of late. I do like the Washington Mystics plus the points. There you go, right off the bat, folks. I'm taking two underdogs right off the bat. I'm taking the Chicago Sky plus the points. I'm also taking the Washington Mystics plus the points versus the Minnesota Lynx. Last game on the board is the New York Liberty. It was at -11.5 down to 10.5 favorites, -650 on the money line as they head out west to take on the Sparks. And you got to look at another team with New York Liberty who had big players involved in the Olympics. You got to look at Sabrina Ionescu. You have to look at Brianna Stewart, both of them with Olympic duty. Feuerbach, who is a backup guard, played for Germany. So they did have players that are going to be a little bit jet lagged here in regards to that. So I'm a little weary here on what I would do. I don't think I'm going to lay the point here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take the game live. I'm going to look at the second half is what I think New York Liberty maybe starts to find their way. So maybe bet that game live. Wait to see what the score is. If it's tied or Liberty are down a little bit or it's really close, maybe the Liberty jump out there. If you want to look at a third quarter spread right now, you could just take the New York Liberty -2.5 in the third quarter. Maybe Sandy Bordello kind of settles the troops and they get off to a better start in the third quarter. So if there's anything I would like there, it probably would be that -2.5 in the third quarter. When you look at any kind of props, you know, to me, you got to look at a pivotal player, and that's going to be Jonquel Jones. Kate Constable talked about it, and I agreed with her. Jonquel Jones +120 to get a double-double is something that you want to be putting on your player card. A Jonquel Jones that really, to me, folks, is the most pivotal piece to the New York Liberty. Jonquel Jones, who gives you 15.3 points per game, 9.1 rebounds per game. And if you just even look at her, she has not gotten a double-double in her last three games. Folks, she hit them the four games before that. And I guess one of the games you don't count because it was a WNBA All-Star game. She has played the LA Sparks twice already this year. She has a 14-13-5 game. Obviously, it gets you to 32 on the PRA. And the other game, 22-7-8. So that is a 37. So if you want to look at either +120, or you could look at her PRA of over 27.5, that is your choice. I probably will take both if you want to. But if you want to take one, maybe the points, rebounds, assists over 27.5, they're going to have a hard time stopping her and keeping her off the boards. Double J should be huge, especially if you look at the fact that there could be some rustiness for Sabrina Ionescu and also for Breanna Stewart. And it's funny, if you even look at it, folks, if you go to FanDuel right now, you can't even get anything for Stewie or Ionescu until you get to 20-plus points, and it's minus money. I'm not willing to take that chance. Sabrina Ionescu, really quick, her points prop is at 20.5, and then you look at Breanna Stewart also at 20.5. That is a stay away from me. Maybe at halftime, if you can get some live lines, you can go ahead and jump in there if they get off to slow starts. Speaking of the Liberty are the co-favorites right now to win the WNBA championship at +155, followed third by the Minnesota Lynx at 8-1, Connecticut 9-1, Seattle 12-1, and then a big drop-off, 35-1 for Phoenix, 60-1 for Indiana, 150-1 for Chicago, 250-1 for Atlanta, and 500-1 for the Dallas Wings. So for me, when you look at this, I do like the Liberty at +155 to win the WNBA championship. I just don't think the Aces are in a good spot. They're not right. I think even though she did not play half the year in the playoffs, I think they missed the leadership of a Candace Parker. There was an interesting tidbit. If anybody watched the end of the Aces' last game where they lost to the Chicago Sky, I think there was a part where a bunch of players wanted to take a picture with Usher, and Asia Wilson was all kinds of pissed off. I don't think this team is focused. I also think, folks, if you have not seen, there is a lawsuit by Dorica Hamby that's got some pretty interesting things that talk about the what went on in regards to her leaving the Aces organization and Becky Hammon. I think that is a distraction. They do not look right. The Liberty have the best record in WNBA. So if they can keep this up, they will have home court advantage. Number two, they will stay away from possibly the Connecticut Sun in the semifinals. I'll get to them in a second here, Connecticut. But I think with the elevated play of Sabrina Ionescu, who is now the second favorite along with Caitlin Clark. She ain't going to win it, but she is the second favorite behind Asia Wilson to win most valuable player. That is simply because Sab has been that good. Stewie has been up and down, but she still brings the goods, and she will be better than that 3-for-17 that she gave game number four in the WNBA Finals versus the Las Vegas Aces. And then there's the key. Double J, 6'5", Jonquel Jones, the pride out of George Washington University. This lady gives the Aces fits. Go look at the record and what she has done. She dominates them. Kia Stokes can't play with them. They don't want to put Asia on them because that puts Asia into foul trouble and unlocks Stewie. And she has the ability, Double J, to step out and shoot the three when they want to roll Stewie into the low post. So because of the play of Double J, the elevation of Sabrina Ionescu's game, the play of Breanna Stewart, Banaja Laney-Hamilton being the best 3-and-D player, one of the best 3-and-D players in the league, Sandy Bordello being one of the best coaches versus an Aces team that I just don't think's got the grit and the fight in them right now. I like the New York Liberty at plus 155 to win the WNBA championship. Sleeper pick, and it's not a sleeper pick, value pick as you will, because it's long odds, longer odds, almost 10-1. Connecticut Sun at 9-1. They have the best defense in the WNBA. Defense travels. What is their problem? Point guard play, shooting. Marina Mabry, check, check. She checks both of those boxes, and it's ironic that he traded for Marina Mabry after they lost to the New York Liberty for a third time. Marina Mabry shot the ball 39% from three last year. She's a three-point threat. She's a dog. She's an absolute dog. And I'm not saying it because I've known the kid since she was 9, 10 years old. She's that good. She's a difference maker. I think they have a better chance of winning the WNBA title than the Las Vegas Aces. So I'm going to go ahead and say the Connecticut Sun at 9-1 is my other pick to win the WNBA title. League standings, if we pull them up really quick, New York Liberty had the best record at 21-4. Their over-under is 31.5. Connecticut Sun, 18-6. Their over-under is 28.5. Then you have the Lakes, 17-8, 26.5. Seattle Storm, so on and so forth, down the line. So I want, Matt, I want you to keep this up. I want to go first off, ready? You think I'm crazy? Atlanta Dream, 7-17, over 13.5 wins. I think they can get me 7 wins. Simply put, remember, folks, they were playing decent basketball, including a win over the Las Vegas Aces early in the year before Ryan Howard got hurt. She's back. I think that's going to be a huge difference. I do absolutely love the Atlanta Dream at that spot to go over 13.5 wins. When you look at other things I like, I think the Olympic break is going to do wonders for Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston. Especially for Caitlin Clark, she's gotten rest. I think she's going to be outstanding. Indiana Fever over 17.5 wins. They have 11 right now. They're going to need, I do believe that's going to be 7 more. I think they get there because I also think they're looking at the fact that I don't think they want to see New York in the playoffs. I think if they get a team like Las Vegas, they could be vulnerable a little bit, even a team like Connecticut. So I will go ahead and I will say I will take the Indiana Fever to go over their win total of 11.5. If there's one other team I'm going to take over, it's going to be Dallas. You're like, wait, what? Team is 6-19. 10.5 is their win total. Ding, 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 ding. Maddie Seagrass back to practicing. Satu Sabally, reigning most improved player of the year, will be back in the lineup for the second half of the year. I think this team is Latricia Trammell, folks. Don't look at that record. Latricia Trammell, that lady can coach her damn ass off. They've had a rough stretch losing, not having Satu Sabally pretty much in the first half of the year. And then Maddie Seagrass was playing great ball, getting hurt. They get those two back in another injury. They're all back to practice. I like the Dallas Wings over 10.5 wins. So I look at me, folks. I took all three teams that are in the bottom half of the league. We're going to go with the Atlanta Dream, over 13.5 wins. They will need 7 more to get there. I'm going to take the Indiana Fever to get over 17.5 wins. They need 7 more to get there. And I'm going to take the Dallas Wings at 6-19 to get me 5 more wins to get over 10.5. Let's end today's podcast talking about some specials that FanDuel is coming out with. And by the way, do know that FanDuel will be our official book. We will use everything FanDuel for the Betting Around the Rim, Above the Rim podcast until I tell them to do otherwise. But I love FanDuel's book the most, so I'm going to be using FanDuel. Caitlin's Court Specials, they have a bunch of them. Two of them I like, okay? Number one, she records one plus made three in every game this season. She, I think it, I saw it correctly, she has to play in 28 games in order for that to happen. So make sure you understand that, because if there's some kind of injury later on in the season, in order for this to cash in, you have, Caitlin Clark has got to play in 28 games during the season. A Caitlin Clark, folks, do just so you know, that is averaging 71 points per game. When you look at her game log for the entire WNBA season, do you know how many games she has had? She's had one game, okay? And I'll be honest with you, folks, don't even take through every game. The only game that she has not hit a three was in a WNBA All-Star game. Caitlin Clark has made a three in every game so far this season. She only has three or four games where she's only hit one. So that means out of the games that she has played so far this year, Caitlin Clark has made two plus made threes in 22 out of 26 games. I think Caitlin Clark gets there minus 150. Next with Caitlin Clark, I'm going to take Caitlin Clark to lead the WNBA in three-pointers made. If I'm not mistaken, Kayla McBride from the Minnesota Lynx is the leader in the clubhouse for most threes made in the WNBA so far this season. And I think the reason why you want to look at Kayla Clark is simply put, okay, Kayla McBride has 76 threes. Inescu's got 74. Arike's got 71. Caitlin Clark's at 71. Listen to me closely. Minnesota Lynx are not playing as well as they played before. They're also going to get Diamond Miller back, who likes the ball in her hands, especially in situations of iso ball and up the floor. They may play quicker tempo. That could take some of the shots off. Sab will be there, but I think you're going to get better play out of Stewie the second half of the year. She got off to a rough shooting start, especially from three. And Arike Wumbawale has 71 made threes. She's going to get Seagrass and Satu back. It's going to limit the number of shots that she's going to get. Also, Ty Kelsey Plum, too many other people. Caitlin Clark, plus 380. She's going to make up the charge. Now, remember, folks, she has played at 26 games, so she's got one extra game over Kayla McBride. It doesn't matter. Caitlin Clark, plus 380 to lead the WNBA and made three-pointers. Next, we're going to go to Angel Reese. And my thoughts on Angel Reese leading the WNBA and rebounding. Right now, she is at a minus 115 in regards to lead the WNBA and rebounding. And this is something that I love. See, when you look at a player like Angel Reese, folks, it is simply about, not will she rebound, could she finish? So I'm taking the finishing out of it. That's why I'm not touching the double-double market with her to get a double-double every game the rest of the year, which is, I think, is a pretty crazy odd. I don't think she gets there. 55-1. You want to put a couple of bucks on it? Be my guest. I ain't doing it. She's averaging 0.1 rebound less per game than Asia Wilson. Asia Wilson's at 12, 11.9 for Angel Reese. Now, if you see a team like the Aces go on a run and they play really well, a lot of times you will see Asia Wilson not playing big minutes in the fourth quarter. Chicago's going to be in dogfights. They want that eighth and final playoff spot. And if you look at Angel Reese's rebounds, Folks, the last time Angel Reese was single digit in rebounds, May the 30th. May the 30th. Shoot, she got double digits in rebounds in the WNBA All-Star game. She will rebound like crazy. She will get double-digit rebounds in just about every game. Folks, if they would have just gave me Angel Reese double-digit rebounds in every game the rest of the way, I would have just took that. If they had that bad. I wish they did. They don't. But the next closest thing is Angel Reese to lead the league in rebounding. Angel Reese at 11.9, 0.1 back of Asia Wilson to lead the WNBA in rebounding at minus 115. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast for August 14th. For all things sports gambling, download that Sports Grid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. Next podcast we'll record on Monday. We'll get a little bit back into the WNBA, and then we're going to start our season preview. We're going to go through two teams every podcast all the way to the beginning of the NBA season. From our producer, Matty George, Vinny, who does a great job with the graphics. Thank you for listening, and always, folks. And remember, it's smarter to be on SportsGrid. Good night.